Space News 96. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of August 15, 2025. I must inform you that two of the most notorious starships in my fleet orbiting Earth have returned to Temma in Taygeta. Starships, Sardiclea and Enterprise are now on the surface of planet Temma in their large covered hangars, where they will remain for now. The name Sardiclea comes from the second sun of the Taygeta star system, known as the Tau 19 binary system, where Taygeta is Tau 19a, and Sardiclea is Tau 19b. I named the other ship, Enterprise, as a tribute to the people of Earth and one of their most iconic space series and movies. The reason they were sent home is that they are both equipped as yachts with beautiful interiors, including natural gardens and spaces which need a lot of maintenance. They are not warships, so they may be vulnerable if something happens around Earth. With those 500 Orion ships lurking around, things may turn ugly fast. I am glad to inform you that the well-known crew of Starship Sardiclea has now joined the crew of the same starship I am in, which, for safety reasons, I cannot say its name, of course. And I must also state that I do move from one ship to another in my fleet for the same reason. I am very happy because with my old friends around me here, I no longer eat alone, as I now have them at my table and close to me in every way. And I am once more accompanied by my sisters Tina and Yaji. Moving on to the next related piece of news, I am glad to inform you that the second Aldebaran-class dreadnought starship has now been completed and has joined our fleet orbiting planet Earth. Welcome to the fleet, Starship Elnath and her valiant crew, who are the same ones that were manning Starship Sardiclea, as they simply parked her in her hangar in Talika City, Temma, and jumped on board the new Elnath and brought her here. Welcome to the fray, Captain Elril of Temma and First Officer Carlel of Era, who was the one who actually commanded the ship during its maiden voyage from Temma to Earth, in its initial hyperspace jump, while Captain Elril supervised the new engines and systems from engineering. The Starship Elnath, named after the star known to you as Beta Tauri, or Tau 112, which is the second brightest star of the constellation of Taurus, after the orange giant Aldebaran, also known as Alpha Tauri, or Tau 87. Elnath is the perfect name for the second of the brand new Aldebaran-class dreadnoughts, which will eventually replace the capable but aging Alcyone-class dreadnoughts. The large or main Taygetan starships that remain in low Earth orbit are the following. The next are classified in human terms as dreadnought battleships. Starship Alcyone, with Captain Goriel. Starship Asterope, with Captain Tharyl. Starship Atlas, with Captain Sergel. Starship Aldebaran, with Captain Maxell. And Starship Elnath, with Captain Elril. The following are classified in human terms as escort destroyers. Starship Hyades, with Captain Jordel. And Starship Sindriel, with Captain Nizer Ovid, formerly from the Vigilant Eagle. And the last ship of the fleet here, which is classified as a multiple-purpose support vessel. The Starship Saskawan, with Captain Yamila. This is the state of the Taygetan fleet, in mid-August 2025. There are no new movements to report up here in Earth's orbit for now, and things are apparently quite peaceful except for the Alfratans and their tendency to crash. As a last note for today, I know many of you have been questioning where the Alfratans get their booze, so I had that investigated, and although they are still drinking some human-imported alcohol, This has drastically dropped since there is no allowance for them at this time, none at all, so they cannot get any more of it. The problem is that, as they lack human-made one, they have resorted to producing their own alcohol, which has proven to be a lot more toxic as it is too concentrated and badly made, which in turn causes even more accidents and all sorts of problems among them. This addiction did come as the result of negative influence from Earth through the secret space program, and it is only concentrated on their fleet here, as it has not reached their planet Alfrata, in Alpha Centauri, as declared by their high command, who has also issued an order to research the problem and to stop it before it reaches their general population and before it causes more problems herewith, and among their fleet. One last explanatory note, remember that the initial crew of around 30 people of the Sardiclea were on the old Talika before, and when they moved to Sardiclea, they were later joined by a large crew of 450 coming from several other starships under Goriel's command. These other 450 are now manning the new starship Elnath, without the 30 of the Sardiclea who are on my ship now, with a few exceptions. Some other new crew members fresh from Temma have also joined the original 450. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.